Poetry slams are an established popular poetry competition, and the UALR English department brings a four-time individual champion of the National Poetry Slam to Little Rock. Patricia Smith has, however, moved over from slamming.
I won't say it's a young person's game, but slammers will go on tour and they'll sleep on people's couches, and a lot of the events are held in bars and community centers. And when I was younger and more mobile, it was great to just take off and go, I'm going to go to slams in 10 cities, you know. And once I stopped slamming, I started concentrating more on what would, I guess, be a more traditional poetry career in terms of publications and readings and things like that.
And her poetry now is winning national recognition, appearing in 2011 in both Best American Poetry and Best American Essays. She is also much in demand to read her work and has done so round the world.
What keeps coming back is that because of my slam background, I put like 100% into my readings. I've never forgotten that the audience is only hearing the poem one time. And so you need to make it as entertaining and as memorable as you can. And that's what the slam taught me.
The poetry slam itself began in Chicago.
When I was in Chicago, when the slam started, and it was started by an ex-construction worker by the name of Mark Smith. And I think there's been all kinds of stories about where he came up with the name. I know he wanted it to sound active and energetic. You know, it's like putting those words up against each other is enough to pique someone's curiosity. But the story that he tells most often is that he's a big baseball fan, and one of his favorite baseball players had hit a grand slam, and he thought that that would be a fantastic, you know, a fantastic name for this event. So,
Patricia Smith still keeps up with slams in helping establish them in public schools because children, as she says, are so competitive. Her latest book, Blood Dazzler, a chronicle of Hurricane Katrina, was a finalist for the 2008 National Book Award and one of NPR's five books of 2008. Here she reads from the poem that is the voice of Katrina.
Could there be other weather, other divas stalking the cringing country with insistent eye? Could there be other rain, laced with the slick flick of electric and my own pissed boom? Or could this be it? Finally, my praise day, all my fists at once. So all I've ever been is starving, fluid, and noise. So I huff a huge sulk, thrust out my chest, open wide my solo swallowing eye. You must not know. Scarlet glare fixed on the trembling crescent, I fly.
Poet Patricia Smith reading from her book Blood Dazzler, her chronicle of Hurricane Katrina. She will give a reading at 6 p.m. today in the UALR Fine Arts Building Stella Baldsmith Concert Hall. Her visit is sponsored by the UALR English Department and is free and open to the public. For FM 89 News, I'm Ann Nicholson.